This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Sivan Rauscher is the founder and CEO of Securing Sam, who deals with security for home to small office, which is a really unmanaged place in cyber. Welcome, Sivan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how do you do it? Is it software? Is it an appliance? How are you securing?
So it's a software solution. Our team located in Tel Aviv, Israel, we have the best access for the best people coming from the intelligence unit, myself included. So I served for 7 years. I was a captain. And my last role was the chief of staff of cyber R&D in the largest intelligence unit in Israel. So, you know, 70% out of the team coming from embedded devices expertise, reverse engineering. So having, you know, unfair advantage with people coming from years experience in that, you know, we understood that the market is now changing. Every home has more than 16 devices connected to the home.
Hold on a minute. Every home has more than 16 devices?
In the U.S. market,
it's
yes.
More than my laptop.
More than your laptop. My phone
could be an internet device.
Yeah.
My Nest or whatever.
Your Alexa.
Everything I have in the house.
Everything you
have
in the house.
Tablets, laptops, desktop, whatever.
And the
refrigerator, my TV?
Your TV, your Xbox, your streamers, whatever it is, it's connected to the network.
You're going
to
secure all those devices.
And we're securing all those devices.
So are you using ISPs and MSPs as a way to deploy your solution?
Correct.
And again, how is it deployed through them? Like if I signed up with my cable provider?
Correct. So what we're doing is that we're providing our binary, and they, once you want to opt into the service, they just doing a firmware update, and then you have the security across all connected devices at all times.
Where's the update go to? Is it going to their router or is it wireless?
To the gateway you have at home. So whatever
so
it is.
So you've enhanced the gateway?
Yes, we're doing it over the air. It's simple. The ISP doesn't need to do anything regarding talking to the manufacturer or anything. It's just an add-on, a software add-on to whatever you have there. And it just helps with everything from security and management, entire network.
This is amazing. Now, most of the home gateways in America got hit with botnet code,
correct,
which was used to do a DDoS attack on Dyn on the East Coast, taking down Twitter and Spotify for a few hours, which all the children in America were very upset.
We're actually also Uber, because I was trying to get a cab that day and couldn't because Uber was also down that day. So, the Mirai attack is very interesting, attack, because most attacks are coming from the internet to the device, to the home. This is the first time we witness such a scale of attack that coming from the home to the internet and really shutting it down.
Can you stop that?
Yes.
So you can save the cable providers. Not only their consumers get secure, but the cable provider's bandwidth is not being eat up in DDoS attacks anymore.
Yes, and we see with new customers in Europe and even here in the US that we still see trace of the Mirai attack happening. So it's still happening. It's still, you know, the expansion still happening. So it's very, very, very interesting to see that after 3 years now, we still see the Mirai attack, the botnet attack, just running around in IoT devices and routers everywhere.
So how are you securing that? Are you doing traffic shaping? Are you, you know, being like a next-gen firewall? Your piece of software is really enhancing the intelligence of my home router to protect me against all these issues?
Exactly. So when we build this security offering, we thought of the small offices and home users that obviously doesn't have this ability to understand how security, what should we protect from and where the attack is coming from. So what we did, we build it in layers. So we have, of course, a dynamic firewall that understand what are the devices connected to your network and build security policy around that and enforcing it. So most of our technology actually happens in the cloud. The enforcement happens on the gateway itself.
Is it a monthly fee? Do the cable providers share that with you?
It's
How does it work?
It's a monthly fee, correct.
What am I paying per month?
Yeah, so depends on what operator you are, but it's the average around 5 to 8, depends on the bundle that you want. Is it with the antivirus, the parental control? So we're putting everything in a one-stop shop.
But is the antivirus in the router or is it an agent?
It's an agent on like you understand antivirus, like on the end device, but we bundle it all with SAM. So everything under securing SAM, protecting all connected devices when you're leaving the house and where you're in the network.
Who made the agent?
We did.
You did?
Yes.
Is it better than, you know, the big names out there? I'm not going to name them.
Well, it's really hard. It's not apples to apples in actually in this space. So
a lightweight heuristic agent versus a lot of signature stuff?
Yeah, yes. So the fact is that we work with all the chipset manufacturer. Intel invested in the company. So we have the compatibility to 90% out of the router base here in the U.S. So, you know, having them supporting us is huge because whatever versions of gateway you'll have at home, we are supporting it. So it's easier from that perspective.
That's amazing. So Securing SAM is taking over across America to help the SMBs, the SOHOs, Austin,
right.
Our houses.
Yes.
And where are you going next? Are you going to scale into enterprise or do you like to stay in the solving the small environment networking?
So our plans for next year, we have like a 5-year plan, but the next year is expanding to 5G. And expanding to the enterprise level because we see a lot of demands that enterprise now seeing a lot of IoT connected. They don't have the policy. We have in our device catalog over 20 million devices that we're constantly monitoring and protecting across Europe, here in the U.S.
The LG refrigerator, you know, whatever, they're IoT devices and they're going to be used in hospitals.
Yes.
And if someone turns it off remotely, maybe the blood goes bad.
Yes. And the next level that we want to address is the predict the next massive attack. So that's, you know, when you have the crowd wisdom, when you're in such a large installation across Europe, US, Israel, it's a small country, but still in Israel, you have a better view, you know, an bird eye view of what's going on from attack perspective. And we want to prevent the next massive attack, not just another vulnerability on another router that nobody cares already. But what we want to do is really see everything,
the next WannaCry. You guys are looking at, where can our viewers go to learn more about you? And what if their cable provider doesn't have you as an offering?
Yes. So what we're going to launch as a hint is something that will address that as well for the consumer. But that's, I'm leaving to CES.
You're saving it for later.
Yeah. CES is upcoming, so okay. I'll save it to later. But definitely, that's our you know, one of our goals.
SecuringSAM.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a great interview. I really appreciate you being in the hot seat. You're solving a problem for the home, the SOHO, the folks who normally don't have the right solution. And then for those kids who were hit with, what was it?
Parental control?
Yeah, the one that took down Dyne.
The Mirai attack.
Yeah, that won't happen again if your ISP is signed up with SecuringSAM.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.